F4, getting ready to read. Population, cattle, produces, refining, industry, supplies, Spanish, independent, television, broadcast. 1. They are called livestock, cattle. 2. The act of making is producing. 3. Making pure means refining. 4. Not depending on others is being independent. 5. Provides means supplies. 6. To send programs over the air is to broadcast.
F4. Bigger than its neighbors. Except for the state of Alaska, Texas is the largest of the American states in territory. It is also one of the largest of the states in population. Texas is noted for its huge cattle ranches and for its many sheep. It also produces large crops of cotton, winter wheat, corn, and fruit. And in Texas, oil refining is a major industry. Texas supplies oil to the West, Midwest, and North. Texas was part of Spanish America when the first North American settlement was made there in 1821. For a time, Texas was a part of Mexico. In 1836, it became independent, and in 1845, it became the 28th state of the United States. If you were to visit Texas today, you would see many signs of its Spanish history. Many Texans speak Spanish. Many of the state's radio and television stations broadcast in Spanish. Texans have kept some of the beautiful old Spanish churches in good repair. And you can read Texas's Spanish history in its place names. San Antonio, El Paso, Amarillo, and Laredo are all Texas cities. F4. Bigger than its neighbors. Except for the state of Alaska, Texas is the largest of the American states in territory. It is also one of the largest of the states in population. Texas is noted for its huge cattle ranches and for its many sheep. It also produces large crops of cotton, winter wheat, corn, and fruit. And in Texas, oil refining is a major industry. Texas supplies oil to the West, Midwest, and North. Texas was part of Spanish America when the first North American settlement was made there in 1821. For a time, Texas was a part of Mexico. In 1836, it became independent, and in 1845, it became the 28th state of the United States. If you were to visit Texas today, you would see many signs of its Spanish history. Many Texans speak Spanish. Many of the state's radio and television stations broadcast in Spanish. Texans have kept some of the beautiful old Spanish churches in good repair. And you can read Texas's Spanish history in its place names. San Antonio, El Paso, Amarillo, and Laredo are all Texas cities.
F4, bigger than its neighbors. Except for the state of Alaska, Texas is the largest of the American states in territory. It is also one of the largest of the states in population. Texas is noted for its huge cattle ranches and for its many sheep. It also produces large crops of cotton, winter wheat, corn, and fruit. And in Texas, oil refining is a major industry. Texas supplies oil to the West, Midwest, and North. Texas was a part of Spanish America when the first North American settlement was made there in 1821. For a time, Texas was a part of Mexico. In 1836, it became independent, and in 1845, it became the 28th state of the United States. If you were to visit Texas today, you would see many signs of its Spanish history. Many Texans speak Spanish. Many of the state's radio and television stations broadcast in Spanish. Texans have kept some of the beautiful old Spanish churches in good repair. And you can read Texas's Spanish history in its place names. San Antonio, El Paso, Amarillo, and Laredo are all Texas cities.